Dak Prescott, the poise that he has shown, the fourth round pick, has been what stood out to me. To his left, end zone. Touchdown, Butler. How about the kid, Dak Prescott?
This is an odd circumstance for everybody out there who may be listening. This is something that is happening, happens often during the Off the Ropes Wrestling Show, taking you through the end of the game. Not something we usually do, but it's a Sunday night game, and due to Blog Talk Radio's rules and things like that, we want to still be able to have the wrestling show tomorrow, so we have to do this a little early. That is fine. But boy, oh boy, I was nervous for a lot of this game, and Dak. Dak just proved, honestly, Dustin, and this is Dustin and Chris here with you, Dak just proved, one, why we don't necessarily need Romo, but two, why Dez is so important. Because I don't think that there's another receiver on this squad who comes up with those jump balls more than Dez. Now, honestly,
I mean,
yes,
we got 3 minutes left
he drops them.
Here.
Well, true, but he drops them a lot more than I would like him to. But he also goes up and gets those balls. Butler can do it, but not really. Terrence Williams catches with his body, and Beasley's like the size of my leg. So, you know, Dez is the only one who can go up there and get those kind of 50-50 balls. Now we just have to stop Carson Wentz. That's been the issue because right now, yeah, 304 is a lot of time, but a field goal essentially wins this game. We've kept them out of the end zone, which we needed to do. But right now we just can't let him get in field goal range because their kicker, I hate to say it, is just as good as Bailey is. I mean, he hit from 55 to end the half. So, I mean, this is an interesting scenario here.
I mean, Darren Sproles has been killing us all game, and this is frustrating the hell out of me because I think he's not the best back we've played so far this year, and he is gashing us at the line. I mean, he is just having his way. It's really annoying. I don't know if we're having trouble against, like, midgets. Like, maybe the fact
maybe.
That he's tiny, it's harder for us to get low. Because look at, he just squeaks through these holes, man.
I
don't
quick.
Understand it. He's got a little Maurice Jones-Drew to him, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know. I don't understand why we can't stop Darren Sproles. I don't want to...
You know what he reminds me of? We know what he reminds me of. He reminds me an awful lot of the old cowboy killer, Brian Westbrook. We couldn't stop him worth a shit either. And that's what he's been reminding me of. Sproles is one of those guys.
Wait a minute. Oh, 2 minute warning. I saw Wentz pull his mouthpiece out at third down, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, no. It's a 2 minute warning. It's one of those things where it reminds me a lot of Brian Westbrook, where he used to skirt through little holes that we didn't even know was there. Kind of things like that. It's one of those things that is annoying, sure, but you got to make adjustments throughout the game. And so far, we haven't made adjustments. If we lose this game, it's going to end up being because we couldn't stop the little Sproles there, okay? And, you know, because, I mean, other than that, knock on wood again, but the Eagles haven't done anything else. It's been Sproles who was, you know, come up with the key first downs when they needed them. Sproles has gotten a lot of the big plays. I mean, you know, some of the touchdowns that they have gotten were short little pitch and catch throws that any quarterback could have made. So it's really the fact that Sproles got them there that did it. And, you know, that is something that needs to make adjustments. If we get a stop here, however, I feel like we have the offensive momentum to just run it with Zeke, run it down their throat. I mean, Bailey can hit some 60. So just get into range and get out of here at 6-1 and let the Eagles play the Giants next week. So,
I mean, let me ask
you
this,
there,
though. I've been beyond disappointed with the, I don't know, start to finish with this game. I mean, yeah, okay, Dak had a good drive, but let's not forget the 3.5 quarters before that drive. He's been playing very average tonight. He's been,
but he is a rookie. He is a rookie against a top five defense.
I get that, but has he or has he not been playing like a rookie all year? He has not been playing like a rookie all year.
No, but, so but you can't expect him to do that every game, especially against a top five defense.
If he's the future and if he's breaking Tom Brady's records and if he's supposed to be the guy, the next, you know, great, you know, I mean,
everybody has bad games.
Already, yeah, I know, but I'm saying a lot of people have already got him going into the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? Like, if they're hyped up around Dak Prescott and trade Tony Romo, I'm not so sure, man.
You know, yes and no. I mean, there's been a lot of little plays here and there, and right now, I'll get into my point in a second. It's 3rd and 4. I know you're on a little bit of a delay there, so I won't get too excited if we do get the stop, just so you can see it yourself. But...
Go ahead. It's live. Live show.
Oh, well, there it is. There it is. We got the stop, forced the punt. We're getting the ball back.
Now,
you know,
we've
seen
both teams come up with some trick plays. We've seen both teams do some odd stuff. Are we positive this is a punt?
It's going to be a punt. I don't think that – I mean, because the only trick play that has worked in this game was ours. They tried the exact same play we tried with Beasley, and it failed just like ours did. And, you know, I mean – Lucky Whitehead has been, again, knock on wood, has been key for us in the return game. I mean, if he can get 15 yards or so, oh, look at that, it takes a good bounce. Okay, there we go. So get the ball back here. We got a minute 42. We got 3 timeouts. This should be
now,
we should
agree
have the
disagree.
Ability. If we're a
agree
winning team,
disagree.
We should have the ability to get in field goal range.
This is Zeke mode time. This is not Dak Prescott time. You run and run and run and make sure you're the last one to hold this ball.
Yes, yes and no. You see, I'm going to make a quick point about Dak though. Is some of the plays he has made, watching and analyzing every small point in this game, he has made a lot of scrambles for the first downs, one of them that kept the drive alive on the touchdown drive, his scramble into the end zone in the first quarter. He's made a lot of plays to get out of pressure that Romo would have thrown it away or gotten sacked on. And see, exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, yeah, it was a bad throw and he had to get rid of it, but Romo goes down there, you know, in his current condition. So, I mean, Romo 5 years ago, sure, he runs around like that, but Dak just has a knack of feeling the pressure coming and get out of it. Now, I would have ran there. I do agree with you. I would have run the clock there because, I mean, let's say we run now and they stop us. We have to throw again. We go 3 and out.
What
and
I'm
they
saying,
get the ball
man,
back a minute
this
left.
Is bad coaching. This is bad coaching. You did not throw the ball on first down with a minute 43. You've got three. You got all your timeouts.
And you got the best running back
there
in the league so far.
Exactly. There's not a single goddamn reason why I am throwing the football.
And they just do it again. So, you know, it's interesting, for sure. It's an interesting call. I mean, you have Zeke. Zeke has been,
Jason Garrett
for the most
choking
part,
this game away right now.
I mean, for the most part, I mean, Dez was open. Don't get me wrong. That was the one-on-one play in Green Bay that they tried where Dez dropped it. I mean, that Dez was open, but... Yeah, you run the ball, you waste some clock time. I think what Jason Garrett doesn't want to do is waste too much time running, especially if we get stopped. But, I mean, Zeke has been an animal. I mean, that 60-yard run that he had was negated by a stupid holding call. But, I mean, yeah, now you have to throw, boom, there you go, 3 and out. They get the ball back with a minute 24. So Zeke didn't touch the ball in that series. I don't often – disagree with the philosophy of this team, but going into halftime, Jason Garrett said Zeke needs to get the ball more. He said that's who we are. Well, he said that's who we are, a running team, and he's not. He hasn't given it to him. I don't understand. I don't understand that series at all.
This is like the worst.
And now, of course, the ball goes into the end zone.
30 seconds I've ever seen.
So, you know, I just addressing some of the topics that you had brought up here. Just on the topic, Dak struggles. We sort of touched on a little bit. The Dez effect. You were the one last week who wanted to trade Dez away. I would say single-handedly, I mean, we lose this game by two possessions without Dez tonight. So
I disagree.
You know,
I think he's bogged us down. I think there's been plays
so?
That have been specifically drawn up for Dez Bryant, like the first damn play of the game that was a terribly thrown ball. I think they've got no chemistry. I'm talking like negative chemistry to the point where that bad throw where Dez was wide open, you looked at Prescott and he pointed to the middle. He was expecting the Dez to square in on that, not just keep running straight. They've got zero chemistry right now. They don't know where each other's supposed to go. It's all about hot routes and reading each other. And
I don't get it, honestly. I don't understand it. But you know, it is what it is. I mean, we can't really take it back now. We just have to pray that we hold them here and get the ball back to three timeouts and try to get in field goal range. That's really all we can hope for.
So pass interference on the offense. So we're talking first and 20, which Sproles has been picking up in his sleep tonight.
Well, I honestly feel like that one play to Dez a minute ago on second down when we threw the second time, when he was wide open, and he totally hit him on that. I really feel he would have. That was an underthrown ball.
No,
but, you know, right
I
now,
think
Phil,
I think that's an example of them not being on the same
there
page.
There we go.
Prescott was expecting him to square in.
Now, okay, now Philly's got to go, let's see, to win this game right now and not go into overtime, Philly's got to go 94 yards in 59 seconds. Well, not 94 for the touchdown. They've got to go 60 yards in 50 seconds, which, I mean, this team can do. But, I mean, we've got them where we want them right now. But, again, you know, there's no reason why we shouldn't still have the ball and be sort of down where they are right now with the ball, or at least in field goal range. I mean, I feel like Ezekiel Elliott – oh, is that Mo Claiborne? He looks like he's all right, though. There's no reason why, arguably, the best running back in the NFL, and he has been so far this season, can't get you 10 yards, let the clock run down a little bit, get you 4 yards, let the clock run down a little bit, then maybe make a high-percentage throw, call a timeout. Let him run for a little bit, let the clock run. You know what I'm saying? That's the philosophy that they've tried to have all season. And what they're doing right now is almost like what they would do with Romo, is try to force throws when they don't need to. I mean, they've won games late in games by giving you a healthy dose of Ezekiel Elliott. And for some
reason,
we need
Sean Lee to come up big here.
Yeah, yes, we do. Well, we need somebody on this defense to come up big. I mean, if we end up losing this game in 59 seconds when they're way the hell down here, you know. All right, so there's a good hit. But, you know, and again, if anyone wants to call in, you know, give us a call, 713-955-0359. The Twitter's been blowing up. We've been actually getting a lot of good responses on Twitter. People have been commenting.
At Stars
and stuff,
Align
so,
Show.
Yep, at Stars Align Show. A lot of people have been loving what we've been putting out. And, you know, I just – we're baffled here. I'm usually
give
an
a shout-out to – there's a lot of, like, DC for Life, Cowboys Nation people that tweet to us. So those are – that's
beautiful.
We get a lot of good feedback from all you guys. So thank you.
Beautiful. Now, if they're listening to the show, great. I mean, we love you guys. You know, we love the fact that you're paying attention to us. But, I mean, 9 times out of 10, I'm the optimist here. And we're different. I mean, 9 times out of 10, I'm like, all right, it's okay, you know, blah, blah, blah. But you don't want to go to overtime with this team. That's just not something you want to do. I don't have a good feeling about overtime. I mean, unless we get the ball first, but I don't have a good feeling. There's a sack. Get him. Kill him. Got it. Ball's out. Oh, no, it's not. Oh, man, if he fumbled that. Now, here's the thing. Does Dak Prescott, with no timeouts, does Dak Prescott have a little Tony Romo in here?
How about Orlando Scandrick? His first game back, almost has an interception twice this game, has been playing slot, and he comes up with that type of a play right here?
Well, Scandrick has been our best corner. I mean, Mo Claiborne has had to step up because Scandrick's been out.
But there's not many people that come back from knee reconstruction surgery and can play like this.
So here's what we've got. 46 seconds left. No timeouts.
We got to pray to
now,
God that we get a good punt
now
here.
Well, yeah, but also now you pretty much have to throw the ball. We should have ran before. Now you really can't run. I mean, unless they want to bust off something that they feel, you know, they can get like a well, like you can. Oh, flag down. My thing here is we're at the 40. Okay, we're at the 40. Essentially, it's two first downs with 38 seconds. Dan Bailey kick, boom, 6-1.
Well, what's the flag?
Well, that's what I'm waiting for.
We
I
might
mean,
not
we're
be
all
at
waiting
the 40.
For. It's against Dallas.
Against us?
Yep. Holding and receiving team. Okay, so Philly has elected, so for those of you who may have the game on mute, Philly has elected to have a 10-yard penalty added to the end of the kick. So we got it at the 40, so now we get it at the 30. So now essentially we need maybe 40 yards in 30 seconds. I think that'll be about
like the 26,
about Bailey's range.
Because it wasn't at
yeah,
the 40.
That'll be. Oh, okay. Well, Bailey's range is pretty much – I mean, I don't want to put too much pressure on Legatron, but it's pretty much anywhere over midfield for the most part. And, I mean, with 46 seconds here, you almost have to be conservative because, I mean, if you try to force something and you get an interception, I mean, they still have timeouts. You know, it's like do what you got to do to get in field goal range. But don't force anything. Overtime is not the end of the world. Don't try to force a ball in there that might get intercepted or something like that. So, I mean, this is really going to be a gut check for Dak. I mean, can he make the necessary throws? He probably only needs about, like I said, 30 yards or so to get in the Bailey range. And we'll see. So, first play, obviously, as you see here, incomplete. You know, it's one of those things where it's so nerve-wracking to watch these games because Dak Prescott – now, if we had Romo in this game, I'm thinking, all right, 33 seconds, he's going to hit Dez deep, we're going to kick the field goal and win. Dak, he hasn't he's shown he's a gamer for sure, but he hasn't proved to me that he can throw the deep ball yet, which is what he needs. There's a sack. All right, overtime. So, yep, overtime, Connor Barwin. So – Dallas has no timeouts, so now what I would do is just run the ball to Zeke, go to overtime, hope you win the coin toss. That's pretty much.
This is a fucking joke, man. All of this is all fucked up because Jason Garrett doesn't know how to freaking manage a game with a minute and 43 seconds and three timeouts. Unbelievable.
And now they're not going to snap and take a long throw. I don't know, but we're going to go to overtime. How many times have we seen overtime between these two teams? It happens quite frequently. I just hope we have a little bit more magic left in us on defense. I mean, again, knock on wood, we have held them. We've held them out of the end zone. You know, I mean, obviously, if we get the ball first, we score a touchdown, then, you know, it's over. But if we kick a field goal, they kick a field goal, we keep going back and forth. Obviously, if they kick a field goal first, whatever, you know, I mean, we all know the overtime rules here. But I really, really think we had as good of a shot as any to win this thing in overtime, win this thing in regulation. And, we're usually the yin and the yang on this show. We don't usually agree on a lot of things. Like I said, I'm usually the optimist. You're usually a bit more aggressive. But I do agree with you in that sense. You've got to run the ball with three timeouts and the best running back in the NFL behind the best offensive line in the NFL. You run the football, get into Dan Bailey range, kick a field goal with 20 seconds left and win this thing and get out of here 6-1. You got to do it, you know? But, again, you know, we can't go in a time machine and go back and whisper in Jason Garrett's ear. Now we just got to hope this team has a championship mentality because, you know, good teams win these kind of games. You know, and we're going to prove right now in overtime what kind of team this team is. So here's the coin toss for those of you watching. 713-955-0359. Tweet us at Stars Align Show on Twitter. Again, a different show setup than we usually do. We usually do post-game wrap-ups of shows, but had to start a little early here due to time constraints. So we are going to just take you through the end of this game. It is tails, and Dallas wants the ball. So do you agree with this decision?
Of course. Everybody wants the ball. You're the first team that scores a touchdown wins. If I swear to God, if they don't run the ball now, I'm going to start kicking shit.
And I'm asking the Cowboys family right now on Facebook who's listening to the show, did Jason Garrett mismanage the final
minute 43 with three timeouts? I mean, you got a minute 43 left with three timeouts. It's the fourth quarter of a back-and-forth game where each team has had good and bad plays. This is a dicey game. You cannot come out there with three timeouts and not at least attempt a run play with apparently the best running back in the league.
Well, Ezekiel Elliott has been pretty good today. I mean, again, that 60-yard run that would have put him over 100 yards for this game.
Frederick with the freaking hold.
Yeah, it would have – I mean, we ended up getting a touchdown anyway, but we had to do it the hard way. And, you know, Zeke has been able to hit the holes and get yardage. And, you know, like I said, where we were on the field, we only needed a couple of first downs. And I mean, it's a Dan Bailey kick, and right now we're spending the final 8 minutes of this show talking about a Cowboy win. Now we're going to hold our breath a little bit and go from there.
Have just killed us. I mean, we haven't had a lot of penalties all season long. The penalties
we haven't.
On our defense,
but that's prototypical Cowboys, though, isn't it? But that is the Cowboys in a nutshell, though. How many times has this team
has been great without penalties, and then out of nowhere – you give them a bye week, which should give you extra time to prepare, and they come out playing like garbage.
You know, I chalk that up to bye week rust. I really do. I think we hit the bye week at a bad time. I mean, we were rolling, sort of took a little bit of the momentum off. But, you know, I just think – I mean, I've watched this team as long as you've watched this team. That's prototypical Cowboys shooting ourselves in the foot over stupid mistakes and penalties that cost us games. And, you know, luckily – the Frederick play didn't cost us one. We got the touchdown regardless. But, you know, how many times have Dallas had a big play called back that, you know, we thought we won and then we end up losing? And, you know, it happens constantly with this team. It's happened for the past decade. And, you know, this game, unfortunately, they've reverted back to the old Cowboys. And, you know, the old Cowboys lose this game. So if we're able to, you know, win this ball game, because last year, if you remember correctly, I believe, I'm not sure if it was Kellen Moore or Matt Castle. I think it was Matt Castle. But if you remember correctly, we go to overtime with this team last year during that miserable 4-12 season, and they got the ball first and marched right down the field and scored a touchdown, Sam Bradford, and boom, won the game in overtime. So, I mean, this is critical. Now, the way it works, though, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the way it works is possessions. So, for instance, if we don't score on our first possession and we have to punt here, and then they come down and kick a field goal, they still win. Am I correct?
I'm not sure about that circumstance. I know for a fact that if we go down, kick a field
and
goal,
kick a field
they
goal,
get a
they
shot.
Got a chance.
If we go down,
but I believe
score,
it's only on the first
over.
Possessions, though. I believe it's only first possession. I got to look it up. I don't have my computer in front of me at the moment, but I can look it up. But I'm pretty sure it's first possession. If it's a field goal in the first possession, then the other team gets a chance. High throw. Nice catch by Williams. And, you know, sometimes body catching works. In that instance, a body catch works. And,
I can't begin to describe to you the annoyance of the fact that I'm on like a 7-second delay.
Last
thing I want you to do is not say what's going on, but at the same time I'm like, and I'm like pissed that I'm not seeing
I'll do is when a play happens, I will count to 7-1000 in my head and then get excited about it. And here's another long Prescott throw, and I won't tell you what happened until, boom, Cole Beasley. I just counted to seven in my head. So Beasley's been quiet all game long.
Wow.
Gets the long
catch.
Throw down to Bees. And, you know, he's been the X factor. He's been the X factor all season. So in the final 4 minutes of this show, one of two things are going to happen. We're either going to go off air with a question mark as to who's going to win this game, and then we'll tweet out the response, and we'll go from there. Or we're going to not have a voice left from screaming if we end up beating this Eagles team, who, by the way, ended Minnesota's undefeated streak last week. So, you know, we'll see. I want a touchdown here. As much as I'll take a field goal, and we're in field goal range for Bailey, obviously a field goal does nothing because you give them a chance with the ball to come down and you know, possibly score a touchdown. So that's why I want to just put it in the end zone here and get this over with and be done with it here. Final 4 minutes left in the show, only a half hour, the best half hour you're going to hear on Sundays. And right now, Dak's under center. And this is an interesting thing. Real quick, in the final 3 minutes, and Beasley again. And I'll let you watch it and give your take on it. But they're saying that they're going to bring Romo back against Cleveland next week. Is that a smart move now, or should they just leave him out until they absolutely need him once he's medically cleared?
You know, I don't know. I think this was a terrible game by Dak.
But I mean, if we win, a W is a W, you know?
Right. I get it, but I don't know if I should be like, well, big deal. He deserves to get one bad game. You know, it's tough, man. I just don't know. I don't know what to do at this point. You're playing Cleveland next week. If Tony's fully healthy, I just don't know what to do.
So what do you do here now? League's leading rusher, Ezekiel Elliott, gets stuffed here on 3rd and 1.
And I'm
fourth
doing
down.
A QB sneak with Dak Prescott and the best O-line in football.
You are, because you like the gunslinging aggressive call. If we don't get it, I believe, and I'm looking at the rules here, go for the sneak here and don't get
it.
Philly gets the ball,
a
field goal win.
What I want you to do right now, because we only got a minute left of on-air time, think about it like this. If you go for it, they get the ball at the 30. That's the equivalent to a kickoff and a 10-yard return, okay? If we don't get it. If we do get it, we can put this thing away. There is just so much more in favor if we go for it. If we go for it and get it, we can put this thing away. If we go for it and don't get it, they get the ball at a reasonable – they get the ball at the 30. It's the equivalent to a kickoff and a decent return. It's not gut-wrenching. We can still – we're not putting our defense in a horrible spot. This is the best O-line in football, Chris, right? If this is the best O-line in football –
that's what they claim. That's
one
what they
yard
claim.
Is dog shit. We picked this up in our sleep. So this is where now, you tell me – this is where you earn that title, the best O-line in football, because you know what team has said flat out that this team is not the best? The Philadelphia Eagles and Big Mouth Cox over there. He talks
about this O-line
like they're nothing.
Now, it's not that I don't trust our O-line. It's that I don't trust the D and the fact that if we don't get this here, a field goal wins the game. So for Philly. So, I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, I guess we're going to find out. I don't know. Oh, and there's the sneak you were talking about. Got it. Now, what you were talking about, how we can put this thing away, that's not necessarily the case. That's it.
This is the worst situation. We're going to have to talk about the end of the game on Twitter, talk you through it, and we'll be back next week. But we got to get going. Chris, let's get out of here.
All right.